We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It is exactly 7 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Chris Moore, and it's time for our Opera Box program. This is our classical evening, Monday evenings. Classical music starting with opera from 7 to 8, or opera-related things. And then from there, we go on to, at 8 o'clock, to our classic Monday, classical music. And then Present Edge comes in later in the evening at 10 o'clock. So stay with us this evening. We'll play some great classical music for you. Since, you know, I've been thinking about how, you know, how do we transition sometimes from Outsources, which is such an excellent program for the LGBTQ community, to classical music. And a really good way to do that really is with Jake Hagee. Jake Hagee is a, I would say, the most successful opera composer alive today, continuing to put out one opera after another, many of them which get their workshop productions here at Colorado University. There's a wonderful program for that, too, here. They were going to do something with that this summer, of course, and that had to be canceled along with everything else. But I thought I would put out, rather than playing an opera, playing something that's about 36 minutes or so, and that is a work called For a Look or a Touch. All the gay people in Germany who suffered terribly under the Holocaust back in the 1940s are being honored by this work here. It's a song cycle called, again, For a Look or a Touch, and noted young American opera composer Jake Hagee, who we've talked about, and librettist Gene Shearer, who has been the librettist for several of his operas. The work juxtaposes the freedom of pre-World War II Berlin, the brutal Nazi horrors that followed, making an eloquent, poignant plea for remembrance. The Gerhard Schwarz penned In Memoriam, which is another work that's coming up on the CD, but we'll just hear the Jake Hagee right now. Again, libretto by Gene Shearer, and music by Jake Hagee in honor of the gay people who suffered so much in the Holocaust.
I guess. Maybe we'd be okay now. Who knows? So much is slipping away. It's so late. You should go away. I need to sleep.
Remember when night was for more than sleep. Oh, my love.
not going away, are you? You want me to remember? Darling, I have done everything I can to forget. It's too hard, Manfred. I survived the Holocaust. I had to find a way to live. There was so much shame after the war, and I had nothing. Nothing but your journal. The poetry of the beautiful 19-year-old boy I loved. Fragments. Sometimes I look through it and cry and curse and smile. Ah, but go now, Manfred. Let me forget. a sanctified power, souls in perfect resolve. I don't know. Nice poetry. I used to think that was possible, but I'm old now, really old. I've seen such horror and cruelty. After the war, we men who wore the pink triangle and survived, we returned to a world that did not want to hear of our suffering. But how can I speak to you of suffering? A sanctified power. Such a lovely, hopeful, naive thought. But then you were 19. So was I once. Everything seemed possible then. That's how it felt when I met you. Those golden years in Berlin. Die goldenen Jahre.
Golden years.
let's not miss out on a thing. And if we should find we're of the same mind, a look or a touch could lead to a precious night of love.
We had so much fun. Crazy boys, crazy queens. What a wonderful family. It would never end. Then the police did come. The clubs were closed, and the Nazis trampled the joy. You could be arrested for a look or a touch. And yet most of our stories have been lost because we were too afraid and ashamed. Nobody to talk to. Nobody to tell. Ah, Manfred, I'll never know what you witnessed. What horrors you must have experienced.
Horror and savagery. He's a good boy, Joe. What has he done? What is his crime? His jacket bears a pink triangle. Be still, just keep in line. Be a good boy, Joe. They strip him naked, put a bucket on his head, then sick them. Obedient.
silent. So many years of silence. Now there are so few of us left. But you couldn't talk after the war. We were still criminals. Who would I have told if I could? After the war, after it was all over, when the shame and a new anguish was beginning, who would I tell? It was so long ago. After my father died, I went on a trip. I left the hotel one night, and a woman was following me. Down by the river, a hustler approached me. He pulled me into the bushes. "We're being watched," I said. "No one is there," he said. And that's when it happened. Perfectly planned. "You are under arrest." I did not understand. I was sent away to the camp. Why? Paragraph 175 was written in large letters on our jackets. Later it was the pink triangle. A yellow star for Jews, a red star for political prisoners, a black star for the mentally retarded, a purple star for Jehovah's Witnesses, a pink triangle for homosexuals. Hard labor. Back-breaking labor. Brutality. Torture. Starvation. Death. Death and suffering everywhere. Why? Why? What have I done? When I returned, I never spoke of it to anyone. My mother, and not a single word. Nobody wanted to hear. One word and they'd say, "Leave it alone. It's over and done with." Would I have wanted to speak? Perhaps. With my father. What happened to you, Manfred?
What is it? Wir singen der Wald. Der Erholz in the ground, in each a tall pole, with a hook on top. Your hands tied behind your back, your wrists slung over the hook.
I went to spend the night at your house. Your brother told me that you and most of your family had been arrested. I went to your boss. I was desperate. He asked me,
"Do you have courage?"
"Yes, I have courage."
"My son is your size. He has a Hitler Youth uniform. Put it on and get Manfred out."
My heart was pounding as I went in and saluted,
"Heil Hitler! I must speak with the Obersturmbannführer."
He came at once.
"Manfred Leven was brought here yesterday. He worked for us and is a saboteur. He has keys to several of the apartments we are renovating. My father sent me here to get him so that we can go back to work."
Within moments, you and I were free walking down the street. I said, "Go to Uncle Varby's. I'll call and meet you there later." You looked at me.
"No, I can't go with you, Gerd. If I leave my family now, I'll never be free again. I have to go with them. I am the strong one." We never said goodbye.
You turned and walked away, and I walked in the other direction. And I wasn't able to think, but I knew something was forever broken.
Oh, my love, my love.
I'm so tired, Manfred. So old, and I want so much to believe in what you believed. The sacred place where fears dissolve,
the generous heart. Your journal is so full of hope, but I feel so hopeless.
Do you remember? Do you remember when night was far more than sleep? Oh, my love, my love. We stayed awake so often.
Kissing you on the roof in the forests outside Berlin, sharing your little bed upstairs from your parents. I remember all of it. I remember. I remember.
A single move, destiny unleashes its terrible game and sends you off to some distant land where nothing will ever be the same. Will the last bonds of our community
with me again.
Music of the very well-known and very beloved opera composer Jake Hagee, Dead Man Walking, which was done here at CU Boulder, and several other operas and workshops that have been done here as well. They kind of premiere and workshop their major works, and I say they because Gene Shearer also comes into town to do that here. And they were going to do it again in June, so I thought rather than that, we would play this kind of cantata, I guess you might say, of Jake Hagee's For a Look or a Touch, composed in 2007 and telling the story of a gay couple and their suffering during the Holocaust. This is a Naxos CD, which also includes other music of remembrance, and we're going to hear another world premiere recording as well of Lori Laitman's The Seed of Dream in just a moment.
Shh. If you listen closely to the sounds of your car, you can hear the sounds of love. There's purring and humming, revving and roaring, and sometimes even whining and screeching. But when KGNU hears that you've turned your car into a vehicle donation to help support the programs you love, it brings music to our ears. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to KGNU to donate your vehicle today. We accept cars, trucks, boats, and more. Donating is easy, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. Thank you.
Support comes from the Gourmet Kitchen, a catering company located in Westminster and serving the Front Range. The Gourmet Kitchen offers American fare and ethnic gourmet food from around the globe, now offering online ordering and curbside pickup. More information at thegourmetkitchen.com.
This is our Opera Box program, but every once in a while I think it's nice to kind of go off into cantatas and other vocal works. This is a very intimate one, and this particular CD of Music of Remembrance is about the people who suffered during the Holocaust. And Lori Laitman composed, he was born in 1955, but she composed a song cycle based on some poems from that time called The Seed of Dream. This was composed in 2004. Again, a world premiere recording, and we're going to hear this Music of Remembrance recording now, Lori Laitman, on our Opera Box program on KGNU.
Your breath, your tear, your light, your breath. This is the order of things and the plot. Today here, tomorrow not. But now in my coffin, my suit made of wood, my
wheels rush quivering. What is their burden? Shivering. The cart is like a great hall. The shoes crushed together as though at a ball. A wedding, a party. Have I gone blind? Who have these shoes left behind? Clatter with a fearsome din, transported from Vilna to Berlin. I should be still, my tongue is like meat. But the truth shows, where are your feet? The feet from these boots with buttons outside, or these with no body, or these with no bride. Where is the child who fit in these? Is the maiden barefoot who bought these? Slippers and pumps, look, there are my mother's. Her Sabbath pair in with the others. The heels clatter with a fearsome din, transported from Vilna. Transported from Vilna to Berlin. Because of hunger, or because of great love, seed of dreams.
the shameful sun who never shone on you should shatter like glass. Your faith burned away in a drop of poison you drank down as simply as milk. I wanted to swallow you, child, to taste the future waiting for me. Maybe you will blossom again in my veins. I'm not worthy of you, though. I can't be your grave. I leave you to the summoning snow. This first respite. You'll descend now like a splinter of dusk into the stillness. Bringing greetings from me the slim shoots under the cold. I wanted to swallow you, child. Of your stars, stretch out toward me your white hand. All my words have turned to tears. Burns an urgent fire, and in the fire
thirst in every hall and cellar. Weeps as might a murderer. I run the rooftops even higher, and I search where are you? I go running, chased by howling enemies. I hang at last a broken bowstring, and I sing to you like this. Beneath the whiteness of your stars, stretch out toward me. Stirn schreckt zu mir dein weise Hand. Meine Werte seinen Tränen willen ruhen in dein Hand. Sehe es dunkel, sehe Finkel in mein kerligen Blick. Und die Kapper nicht kein Winkel sehen zu schenken dir zurück. Und die Kapper nicht kein Winkel sehen zu schenken dir zurück.
Music there of Lori Laitman. We heard The Seed of Dream, composed in 2004 from a CD called Music of Remembrance, which we also heard Jake Higgy's little cantata before that too, which was For a Look or a Touch. Two song cycles or cantatas or whatever you might want to call them based on experiences of people suffering in the Holocaust. Taking us up to 3 minutes before 8 o'clock right now, we are KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Chris Moore. I hope you've enjoyed the rather unusual turn that I've taken with opera this day, and just hearing vocal music that has a dramatic or operatic quality that seems in an odd way to be like today. And there's this hope that things will get better, but that things are very, very rough, especially for a lot of people. I hope you're doing okay. And we all want to work together to try to make sure that those of us who are not doing so well get the help that they need as well. We are going to be back with a classic Monday right after a few words here.
Support comes from The Westward, Denver's independent source of local news and culture. More information at westward.com.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by WOW Children's Museum. More information can be found at wowchildrensmuseum.org.
This is the Beethoven 250th anniversary celebration and music festivals all over the world and symphonies and opera companies and everybody. We're planning on seasons to celebrate Beethoven's 250th birthday. Now, Beethoven went through a major epidemic actually in his own lifetime in Vienna as well. So this is not a unique experience what we're going through, as difficult as it is. We are going to hear the music of all of the 9 symphonies of Beethoven over the course of this year here on my program, one a month. And this time we're going to hear Beethoven's 5th symphony. We've made it up to symphony number 5 on the 5th month of the year. And so we're going to take a listen to the Fate Symphony, the Fate knocking at the door theme that begins this, that was so important. And then after that, of course, it was also known as the Victory Symphony, because this sound was also the sound of the letter V for victory in Morse code. So that was very big for the Americans during World War II, or right after World War II especially. Let's take a listen now to Beethoven's most famous work, maybe the most famous symphony of all time, the Symphony No. 5 in C minor, Andris Nelson's, and the Vienna Philharmonic in a new recording on KGNU.